And now we meet a remarkable woman. Her name is Rose Mapendo. She was the 2009 United Nations Humanitarian of the Year. She is from the Democratic Republic of Congo. She is an advocate for global health and women's empowerment and a mother to 10 children. But those words don't really capture her story, which is both remarkable and all too common. That story is told in a new documentary called Pushing the Elephant. It premiered this week as part of the PBS series Independent Lens. And again, I have to say that this conversation does touch on the issue of sexual violence and thus might not be suitable for all listeners. With that being said, Rose Mapendo is with us now from Tempe, Arizona. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
The documentary tells your story of surviving the violence that your family encountered during what many people call the African World War. Certainly living through those events had to have been incredibly painful. I must tell you that watching the film is painful. But recounting those events time and again must also be painful. And I wanted to ask why you are willing to do it.
First of all, is to raise the awareness and to tell a story of the innocent people. And I truly believe I just survived for a reason. It was a choice for me to be a voice, even though I knew nobody would change my past, because I think the people can learn from the past to fix the present.
Just to describe some of the things that you lived through, which are recounted in the documentary. At the time that your community was invaded, your husband was killed. You were captured with how many children at the time? Seven at that time.
Yes.
Correct? You were separated from one child. And while you were imprisoned in really what can only be called a death camp, women and children were really just kept there to die with
yes.
terrible conditions. You found that you were pregnant with twins. And this presented a terrible dilemma, not just because the conditions that you were suffering were so terrible, the children were very sick, there were no conditions, but also that if you revealed that you were sick in any way, you would be taken away. And many people who were ill, understood to be ill, were taken away and never seen again, and it was assumed that they were killed. You talk about how at times you did pray that you would not survive this, that you just could not take any more. And I did want to ask how did you find the strength?
The strength, I believe, is strength from God, because first of all, I grew up in a Christian house, but I was rejected God, like resentful, according for what I have been through. But it was a pregnancy situation, because my body, the skin was came off, because I slept in the cement. The lice was everywhere. And of course, I still hungry. Like when you feel hungry when a baby's inside, you feel like a baby is looking like you want to jump to pass through your mouth. And I became weak and my body changed to yellow. And when I stood and I was see dizzy and I fell sometime down and I thought my life was a really freezing step and I thought I cannot pass. And I said, no matter what, there is God creation. I came from somewhere, and God always give people choice. I believe it's not God who put me in that situation. God can use people, and I made decision to forgive the people who thought I am their enemy. And when I changed that, when I made decision to forgive them, I became free from angry.
You made the truly remarkable, what many people consider the truly remarkable decision to name your newborn twins after two of the prison guards.
Yes.
Why did you do that?
When you name the somebody, mean you love the person. But the decision to name the commanders who killed my husband, it was the way I try to think I can save my children's life. And the way to try to tell them, I am not your enemy. I know nobody understood, but I do that because I forgive you no matter what. I am one of your people.
One of the most difficult things, I think, for any parent, though, is to see a child suffer. And your son, John, was beaten every day that you were in the camps. And your daughter, Amy, essentially saved his life. And what happened is that you made the decision to essentially give Amy to a soldier for a sex partner.
Yes.
And I'd like to ask you if she has forgiven you.
Yes. My daughter, I didn't. First of all, I love my daughter. He knew I did not do because I hate her. She understood exactly the situation. And this is not, sometimes I think this is not our shame. Is it not my shame either? Mm. Is it not my daughter either? Is it the government's shame? I love my children. This is not my shame.
Mm.
And my daughter, I believe my daughter, she forgiven. And we talked. I told my daughter before I said, my mom, I will not left you behind. Because even though my daughter, she survived, but she pay a lot price. And I believe one day she's going to tell her own story as we be in public.
Well, as I said, it is a remarkable story. And we do appreciate your being willing to talk about these very difficult things. As we are speaking now, there are many parts of the world which are in conflict. As you know, the Ivory Coast is in the midst of a terrible, political conflict, which has already led to the loss of life. There are a number of places around the world which are in conflict. What do you feel, what do you think we can draw from your story?
I believe is everybody is responsibility to take the action to save this people's life. There is many thousands of people who are seeking for life, who need my help, who need my voice, who need your voice, who need the world attention to save their life. If I forgive somebody, if I united by myself with somebody who killed my loved husband, or somebody who tortured my life, somebody who killed my own people, you can try the best to unite with that person. Is it not to change the past? Is it to change the future for your family, for your neighbor, for your friend? Just change your family. Be better. Let our children pursue the happiness like everybody, because the past is gone.
Rose Mapendo is co-founder of Mapendo New Horizons. She was kind enough to join us from NPR member station KJZZ in Tempe, Arizona. Her story is the subject of the new film Pushing the Elephant. It's part of the Independent Lens series on PBS. You'll want to check your local listings for the exact air dates and times. And as we leave, we're going to play a little bit of sound from the film. This is of your family and friends rejoicing and singing at your new home, which is now in Phoenix, Arizona. Rose Mapendo, thank you so much for speaking with us, and our very best wishes to you and to your family.
Thank you so much.